So the thing to remember is that it's whatever we're offered through our work with the Word, whatever that experience is really bread for the group, because we all need to hear what the reality of the experience is of trying to work with the Word. And so that's really what we bring. So I think we kind of just have to be a little bit easy on ourselves in terms of what we judge to be a successful 2 weeks, because if we are able to just bring the experience that we have had of the Word working in our life, even if it looks like we've got nowhere, that is still our experience of the Word working in our life, and that is valuable. So one way of thinking about that, particularly in logopraxis, is that we're not working for ourselves and we're not working to our own expectations. We are working so that we can be given something for others. So in a sense, we work on ourselves for the sake of others. That's how charity can be understood, or one aspect of charity in this particular work. So you know, everything that comes is of value, and particularly when it fits or is cast into the group along with what everybody else contributes, because the perspective we have of what we're bringing then gets contextualized within what everybody else brings, and that's where its value is found. So we very much put an emphasis in logopraxis on the idea that the Lord's providence is seen in terms of what we are offered from the Word, but that He is looking to what is needed for the group, and we can't preempt what that is. And so as we share and bring at the goods and truths that have been worked into our life over that period, that is what feeds the group as an entity and the individuals within it, of course. So it's but we're talking levels and scale. You know, we can't make a judgment about the goodness of that, because that's something that really lies in the Lord's hands, right? So, you know, we bring the bread of our experience, and He distributes it as He needs to, as we share it when we come together. So that's something just to hold on to with this particular work.